Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. Long time no talk. This is Renee. Welcome back to Renee's Heart to Heart. Well, I got to say, it's been a rough couple years between the COVID, the politics that has you know, kind of overtaken us, and the anger, the sadness, the discord. Whenever things get tough for one, there's the domino effect, and it works its way through millions of people. I'm not going to recount all of the different kinds of scenarios that have taken place in the last couple of years. I just want to say that I think we're all aware of the fact that life has become a bigger struggle than it ever has been in my 73 years. And having said that, I've been through a few struggles. So I decided to bring the show back, probably a little self-centered because it's good for me to be able to get to talk. But I figure if it's good for me, it's good for everybody. So I want to open up the opportunity for people to air what's going on in their own lives. If you call the show, when I advertise it on Facebook, if you decide to call the show and talk, you don't even have to say who you are. You can just let us know what's going on in your life. When you watch the news in the morning, it's very rare that there's anything on the news that cheers you, supports you, makes you realize that, you know, there's light at the end of the tunnel. So I'd like to do that with the show. That was my intention many, many years ago when I started this show. And I've talked to a lot of very, very interesting people. And I've heard a lot of very, very interesting stories. A lot of times, they're about many people. One of the things I'd like to bring back into my world, even though it exists now in my world, luckily for us, is the worth of family. The worth of family. By that I mean not just the people that, you know, share your blood and your life, but the people that are a part of this world with us. The people that you bump into at Publix, or the people that you, you know, you see struggling with a family of six, trudging through Walmart, trying to figure out what to spend the little money that they have so that they can do the most with it. I see those things all the time. Maybe one of the reasons that I notice it is because we've been there. That's happened to us in our lifetime. The struggle, the inability to you know, make ends meet, to be happy. There's, you know, there's lots of things that play into your happiness. And I think that knowing that your happiness spreads, just like the bad parts that spread, I think that we need to know that there's always somebody who will listen. Hence the show. And do I have all the answers? Oh, I wish I had all the answers. I do not. I have lots of questions. I have lots of worries. I have lots of trepidation in regard to who you can trust and who you can't trust. I worry if I call a Social Security. I'm on Social Security. If I call the office, whoever answers the phone, which is, you know, part of the way we've arranged our world, usually doesn't know a thing about Social Security, so you have to know who to ask for. Pretty tricky. Not so easy to accomplish. Having said that, if you have to make that call, you have to be a little bit educated in who you're talking to. But there's many things. There's COVID, employment. There's the constant discussions about Social Security, whether we should get more, whether we should have less, whether we should have earned, you know, so much money during the course of a, you know, I worked for probably, I don't know, maybe 50 years I worked and raised a family and did the things that I was supposed to do to the best of my ability. Was I always on top of my game? No, I wasn't. I did plenty of things that were didn't serve me or anybody else. So having said that, I realize that that's probably true of a lot of us. Nothing to be ashamed of, because the first time you do anything is the first time you do it. And nobody's good at anything the first time they do it. So I'm going to open up the show again. Today I'm not going to, you know, just have you bear listening to me. If you have the opportunity and get on Facebook, the show will stream all day. Just click on it and you'll hear everything I'm saying. But I want to open up to those of you who need to talk, And I'm going to bring on some guests that are going to have, you know, interest in serving you. One of my guests is going to be Sylvia Sharps. She is running for commissioner of District 6 out here in Loxahatchee and the Acreage and Wellington, Pahokee, all these places out here that are west of the beach, quite a ways west. And there is a lot of, what's the right word? First of all, there's quite a bit of poverty way out here. Not everywhere, but there's poverty, I guess, almost every neighborhood. But there's a lot of struggle here. I have been to many, many of the town hall meetings, and you can feel the anger in the air. You can feel the fact that everybody wants to be heard, and very few want to listen. That's scary, because no problem was ever solved by one person doing all the talking. And no problem was ever solved by everybody blaming someone else, pointing your finger at somebody else who you are absolutely positively sure is the reason that things are not running right. That's ludicrous. That's not true. That's almost, you're giving somebody so much power. If you believe that, then you're hurting yourself. Having said that, I've been to a few of the meetings. I've also witnessed a lot of the banter on, you know, social media. And people, adults, good people, hardworking, good people with families and loved ones and decent jobs, ridiculing each other on Facebook because, you know, even though it says Facebook, it's a faceless site. So it gives people a lot of chutzpah. They dare to say anything they'd like to say. And consequently, people get angry. Their feelings get hurt. A lot of times the things that are said are true. But not just anyone's place to bring out that truth. The real truth of that matter is that if it's about you, you're the only one that knows the truth. So it's hard. So consequently, we've created like a mini storm here in our world. Everybody thinks it's someone else's fault. Everybody thinks that they're right. And everybody thinks that they should have things the way they think they should be. Now, what's wrong with those three facts? We're all different. We're all different. Doesn't mean we're wrong. It just means we're different. When I first started this show in, I think it was 2014, I talked about the differences in all of us. I talked about learning about, like, I was raised Catholic. I'm pretty much 100% Irish. And I was brought up in that kind of a family. Everybody worked. Half the people in my family worked for a shoe company that was up north. It was what it was. Sunday mornings we met at my grandmother's after church, and everybody talked. And after church, everybody opened a beer, and that's the way my life was. I thought that was normal. Thought that's what everybody did after church. Having said that, that became my truth. That became what I understood life to be about. I am always mesmerized by other beliefs, other lifestyles. A few years ago, I spent time in an institute that I was helping out at. They were trying to get started. It was in Michigan. And I met a young girl who had been raised strictly Orthodox Jew. And we'd do things, and I'd see her move. If we all stood up together, I'd see her move. And I said, is everything all right with you? She told me she was young and single, and she's not allowed to stand next to any men that weren't family. I went, huh? How do you do that? How do you do that in the grocery store? How do you do that at the bank? How do you do that anywhere? And she says, I don't know. You just know to do it. You know, that's the way you're raised. Another interesting tidbit from another lifestyle. And, of course, I've been around lots of European people. I've been around lots of people who are, just raised a totally different way. And I've come to admire it and respect it. And that old saying, different strokes for different folks, really holds true. But because they're different doesn't mean it's your job or my job to bend somebody the other way. The trick is to live in harmony. The trick, if there is a trick, is to learn how to live in harmony. Accept the beliefs of others. As long as you both or you all give credence to someone else's beliefs and give them space, then we can have harmony. Now, having said that, a lot of this stuff is silly. You're in a store and you see a mom, chastising their child, and it's not the way you would do it. Maybe you even see a parent striking a child. What do? Is it your place to step in as another shopper, as a human being, as a person that cares about what they see going on around them? I want to say somehow it should be. But do I want a confrontation between a mom who was raised a specific way or a dad who was raised a specific way in their household and that was the way they did things? Now, abuse is not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about, I was once in a restaurant and I watched a dad pick up a 3-year-old and swat him on the butt and sit him in a chair, and that child was screaming bloody murder. And everybody in the restaurant took offense. And I said, did you all want to hear the baby screaming the whole time we were sitting here eating? No. I said, then let his daddy deal with him. He didn't hurt him. He didn't abuse him. He was just letting him know that he had to behave himself. Now, if it had gone any further than that, I might have said something too. I don't believe in abuse in any way, shape, or form. But I do believe in rules, and I do believe in thinking about what you say and do, you know, about how you would feel if that was said and done to you. I think that in the very beginning of this show, Shelley was on me almost all the time then, with me on the show, and we both agreed about the different strokes for different folks and respect of other people's belief, which, again, is not to give any kind of credence or blessing to abuse, but it is about letting people, you know, live the way they're comfortable. Having said that, COVID has thrown quite a monkey wrench into this. I grew up in the days of polio. I can remember a lot of kids in school getting sick with polio. And I remember not knowing what polio was. And I remember my mother and my father telling me, you got crippled. Well, now at 5 years old, did I know what crippled meant? I don't think I did. But I might have made up my own synopsis of what it was. And we do that a lot. We do that all the rest of the years of our lives. Somebody says something to us, we don't always say, can you explain that to me, please? Especially when you're, you know, an adult. No, you make up your own mind about what they just said to you and think you've got it all figured out. Well, that's one of the things that's wrong right now. That's one of the things that we need to pay attention to. You can't assume that you understand what somebody else is going through. The sadness right now is overwhelming. On the beginning of COVID, I asked everybody I knew, do you know anybody that has COVID? No, 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 no. Well, that's changed a lot. And there's been quite a few people that I am aware of that have had COVID. I personally, Rini, has not lost a loved one to COVID. To my knowledge, I have not lost anybody that is, you know, that I knew personally to COVID. Now, having said that, I'm not in the work world anymore. I'm retired, but I have a big family. I'm out and about quite a bit, and I have a lot of friends. So that tells me something. That gives me a little something to work with. Am I concerned about COVID? Of course. I'd be an idiot if I wasn't concerned about COVID. But I'm almost as concerned about COVID as the problem. It's the extenuating circumstances that I'm more concerned about. So as the weeks go on, I'm not sure how often I'm going to open up the show, but I feel like we need a place to talk again. And the easiest way is to have it set up like this. You can call whenever you like. If you want to call the guest line, watch for my advertisement on Facebook. Friend me on Facebook. I will make sure that I accept your friendship. If we're already friends, if you're already on my Facebook page, the show will be announced all the time on Facebook, so you'll always know when it's on. The guest call-in number is 516-595-8315. And I always post what time it's starting, etc. The only thing I will not be happy about is if you call up to be rude or just, you know, a smart aleck. I don't want any of that. The world is in crisis. I want to say everybody should know that. The world is in crisis. And during a crisis, you don't whip the wound. During the crisis, we all sit back, We respect, we recognize when someone's in turmoil. And even if you can't help, you don't have to, you know, pour alcohol on the wound. You have to care enough to either, you know, if you can't say something nice, don't say anything at all. There's always that to fall back on. Or just put a hand out and say, you know, is there anything I can do to help? You'll be shocked how many people will be like, oh, no, I'm okay. Or, you know, this just happened. I don't know what to do about it. And just give that person a chance to vent. And, you know, sometimes you can't do anything. But the more of that that starts spreading around, the calmer and the more respectable our world will become. It bothers me, like I said, like on certain sites. I belong to sites up north, you know, Newfield. I lived in Newfield for a long time. And Newfield and West Danby and places like that are in upstate New York. And they're small towns, and everybody knew everybody. And even now, they, you know, are trashing each other on Facebook, on their site, or finding fault in somebody. You know, everybody lives in a glass house. You have to remember that. You have to remember that. Glass houses are dangerous because, think about it, a glass house, everybody can see what you're doing, and they can throw stones at you in your glass house. So remember to be forgiving. Remember to be understanding. All of those things go a long way. I also want to talk about, in the days to come, I want to talk about finances, who people should talk to. I know people that are trying to refinance their homes. I know people that are trying to close out insurance policies because they can't afford to pay them anymore. And I know unemployment and things like that are, you know, and at a place where it's convoluted now. So if there's anybody out there that listens to this and has some knowledge about some of these things and would like to call the show and help set us straight, I would love that. I would love that. That would mean a lot to the people who listen. That would mean a lot to me. God knows I'm always looking for information because I'm, you know, I'm no rocket scientist. And having said that, I think there's a lot of us that feel that way. But I like to know what's right and what's wrong. I prefer to do what's right. Have I ever done what's wrong? Oh, yes. It's not my style, though, and I'd like to be able to see more harmony in the world as it sits right now. Now, having said that, there are a lot of people out there that are doing wonderful things. I'm going to make it a part of what I do to start finding people who will help. I already know that the lady I mentioned earlier, who will be on the show eventually, Sylvia Sharps, she's taken on feeding some of the folks that struggle for food. We also know quite a few people who, you know, who bring clothes together and canned goods and those kind of things. Our world has always been good at that. It's the kindness that goes with all of that effort. It's that kindness that's what's the most important right now. And I think we can achieve that. I just think we have to work on it. I think that most people want to be kind. And I also think that most people want to be loved, and they want to love back. So it's there. It's just a little bit out of reach. And I think that in order to close that gap, we have to be more understanding. We can't rush to, you know, conclusions and figure that, you know, we've seen the summary of a book and think we read it. And it doesn't work that way. So I'm going to let you all know, please listen to the show today. I know it's monotonous because it's just me. But these are all the points that I would love to have more conversation on. COVID, finance, employment, Social Security. I can't live on my Social Security. No way in hell. Work 50 years and I cannot live on my Social Security. And I know many people who cannot, many, many people. And I know people who are living on Social Security early because of injuries. I have a son who was hit by a car when he was 13, and he grew up, has a family of his own. He has grandchildren now, everything. But as he got older, the injuries that he sustained as a 13-year-old came back to haunt him. They even affected his overall health with things like he got cancer. Many things took place with him. Thank you. And I think that 2 minutes I need. I think that if we all stick together, you know, that old saying, united we stand and divided we fall. It's everything. It's about everything. So let's just concentrate on that today. United we stand and divided we fall. So God bless. I'm going to go. I will be back in another 2 days, probably. Today is Wednesday. I'd like to do a show Friday morning, and I'm hoping by that time I've arranged for Sylvia to be on. I'd like to open a door for Sylvia to be able to speak to all of you and answer questions. She has, she not only is a gracious person, but she's knowledgeable. She's been around the block. And she's seen a lot of stuff, and that makes her more open to the issues of today and more knowledgeable. So you'll have the opportunity before you vote next year, hopefully for Sylvia as commissioner of District 6, you will get to know a little bit about how much she's already put out there for mankind and womankind, and how much she cares. And I think that that is beneficial as well. Getting to know the people that you want to trust is imperative. There's no other way to really trust somebody but to know them. So having said that, I'm going to sign off. God bless. I will make sure that this is streaming live on Facebook all day today. You'll see all my numbers. But the phone number to call in when I advertise a show on Facebook is 516-595-8315. I'd also like to invite some of my old callers back. I had a couple of people that called a lot that I got quite fond of, and I haven't heard from them in a long time since I've been off the show. I think you probably know who you are. So please join us again. It's a time when we all need to unite, and it's a time when we all need to look out for each other. I think it's imperative, because it just makes sense to close the circle, And if you want in the circle, grab somebody's hand. God bless everybody. Bye-bye.